The book of Revelation is an encouraging message from Jesus the Christ regarding tough times and the end times that calls for patient endurance and faithfulness on the part of His church. Welcome to the SermonCoach.com podcast. That's our key sentence for today. I'm your host, Dean Wilson. We're talking today with Dr. David Maines, the executive director of SermonCoach.com. It's our desire to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons, life-transforming services, and life-transforming churches. David, are you still spending a lot of time in the book of Revelation?
The answer is yes. I still find it very challenging to me. I started years and years ago, Dean, trying to put a book of the Bible under my belt. So I would, instead of reading all through the scriptures in different places, I would spend like 3 months in the book of Philippians. And after that 3 months, I had Philippians down pretty well. And then I went to Colossians, then I went back to the Old Testament. And so I've not finished the whole of the Bible, but Revelation was one of those I didn't want to get into because it's a tough book. I started probably 4 years ago, maybe five, I don't even know now, and just reading it and reading it and reading it so that I know pretty much where those different breaks are. And I tried to get it in my mind without going to a lot of helpful commentaries because I just wanted to feel what I was feeling as I read it. Then I read all kinds of books on Revelation from different viewpoints. After a while, if you read X number of books, then you pretty much know what's going to be in the different books as you read them. I have not lost interest in the book. I'm more interested in it than ever. It's a mystery in some ways. I have to content myself to realize that certain things I will never know until the times come around, and then you look back with hindsight and you get a better feel for it. I like it very much. I feel like the study was something that the Lord asked me to do. I'm coming to the place where it's almost difficult to find anything that's new or different in it for me, but at the same time, I still like it, and I probably will stay in it for another year or two to come. It sounds like that. It's boring, but it's not boring at all to me. So yeah, the answer to your question is yes, I'm still working on it. I still read other passages of scripture. You know, I'm very privileged. I'm getting close to 80 years old, and I have my own days. I can set it aside for prayer and Bible study, and then I do the work that I need to do. I can turn down things I don't want to do. So I have a privilege that most people don't have, that I have far greater control of my time. Not total control of it, but much greater control of it. And when I say what I do, I don't say that I expect anybody else to do that. I find pleasure in doing this. Will I ever have it mastered? I don't think so. I feel strongly about what Revelation is teaching because I think that history doesn't just go on forever. I think Scripture teaches that as the days come toward the end of the world, the power of evil will grow greater and greater. This world isn't going to continue just like it is. We're seeing that in our own country, but I think even around the world, we're seeing some of that unfold. Not just that sign, but other signs. And that's kind of what Jesus predicts. It ties in very much with his Olivet Discourse. There's a correlation there. And Revelation is, the human writer is John, but the real author of the book is Jesus. So I have great concern for my children and my grandchildren. I don't have fear for them, but I want to be able to teach them what Revelation is teaching and want them prepared for all possibilities. I don't find that Revelation is a discouraging book to me, even though it's calling for faithfulness and endurance on the part of the saints. I find it as a very uplifting book in many ways.
Can you summarize the message from the book of Revelation and share what you see as Revelation's major theme?
Well, when you ask me, you know, what's the thing, and then you said it at the very first of our podcast, it's an encouraging message from Jesus, Jesus the Christ, or Jesus the Messiah, which is what the word Christ is if you take the Greek away and make it Hebrew. It's regarding tough times, and it was appropriate for the early church because they were going through very tough times, and it's appropriate for any setting around the world where people are going through tough times because of some kind of a dictatorial power that opposes God. It certainly also relates to the end times. And what it calls for is patient endurance and faithfulness on the part of his church. And there is this glorious realization that the evil's not going to win. You know, the Lord is going to return. He is going to establish his kingdom here on earth. It will be wonderful, and we will be a part of that. So you don't want to side with the enemy, even though everything in you says that would be the smart thing to do. There are a lot of side themes in Revelation. I can name just one or two off the top of my head. Certainly martyrdom is a huge theme throughout Revelation. That's kind of scary because we're seeing that around the world in a lot of places now. People being killed for their faith. Why does ISIS kill these people? Just because they are Christian. Now they're killing Muslims who are of a different sect than they are, but Christians are targeted and are being crucified, you know, are being tortured. These are awful days. Whether this is the end time, I don't know. But it certainly is it's an unprecedented time during our lifetime in many parts of the world, what is taking place. So martyrdom is a big part of that. I think there is this very interesting element in Revelation, which relates back to the book of Romans, where Paul talks about the time of the Gentiles being fulfilled and then the Jews return to the Lord. And there is this sense where the Jewish world begins to respond and understand who their true Messiah is. That's a part of one of the themes that come through there. There are many themes that you pick up. Revelation is interesting to me because Jesus, to give his message to John, to comfort his people, encourage them to be faithful and to endure during those hard times. That's one thing, but this book is going to endure all through the thousands of years. And so there are certain things Jesus can't do. He can't say, now, when Islam is born, this is good, because, I mean, Islam isn't even in the world at that point in time. You're talking about 500 years later. So Jesus doesn't talk in terms of specifics. You can't mention the United States because who knows what the United States is in the first century AD. So he has to talk in pictures. And so you get this whole series of visions. And what John reports very carefully is exactly the visions as he remembers them. He doesn't tell you what the visions mean, but he tells you what the visions are. And in a sense, there's genius to that because Jesus gives us great clues by showing us a series of pictures. I mean, they're pictures that are like surrealism almost. It's like going to the art museum and seeing these pictures that you can't figure out, and yet you get a certain impression. Well, you get the impression that things are not right in the world. And so you get the impression, which is what the book is trying to do, that there are going to be tough times that are going to come. I think if you try to say, let's fit Revelation into prophetic charts, these are all statements, that's hard to look at Revelation that way. But if you say, I'm going into an art gallery and I'm seeing an artist's picture of what's going to come, then you begin to get a general feel of what is going on with enough specifics that you can work with it. It's just a very fascinating book, and I think it's a book that probably needs to be preached more. Okay?
You think there's a reason why the book of Revelation isn't being preached all that much?
Yeah, of course. It's very difficult. And you have to be careful with it because the more specific you become, the more you destroy the feel of what is going on. And in a sense, you're trying to, it's like if you go to the Art Institute in Chicago and you see Picasso or Chagall or whoever it is, you have to look at it a while and say, what is this artist trying to say? Well, that's kind of what you do with the book of Revelation in a sense. You look at it, you feel it, you get a sense for it, and then you say, now what are the big themes that are here? If you say, what is one of the big things? I say one big theme is that Jesus is going to win. Well, that's a very good thing. Evil is going to get worse. That's one of the themes that you're working with, you know. You're going to get a theme of chaos. You get chaos, and then you get this incredible rise of evil that you pick up in a lot of literature that people are really responding to. And this is Tolkien, or this is Lewis in some of their writings. You get that all is not well with the world, but at the same time, it pays to live right, or it pays to live for Christ. Jesus is the one who is still in charge. God is sovereign. You know, those are wonderful themes that can be preached. And it's really interesting that one of the things I would say that I came to realize as I was studying Revelation is that the book of Revelation, penned by John from what Jesus was showing him in visions, was not done necessarily for the church in America in 2015. You know, that's one of the areas where it doesn't apply all that much. It may apply in terms of the future of our land, but that book was not penned primarily for us. It was penned for people going through very difficult times so that they would still hold on to their faith and realize that that was not only the best option they had, it was a very good option, because God is forever. God is eternal, and God will not cheat us. God will bring about for our lives has what is the very best, and he is the one that you put your hope in. So, and it's a great theme, and it's a great theme for the Christian church that's in the Middle East. It's a great theme for the church in places where there's persecution, whether it's China or India. So it's a fabulous book for places where there is great persecution going on, and that could be what is going to happen eventually in America. You know, even the politicians are saying the whole of religious faith is almost up for grabs in a sense. It's if you are someone with religious faith in America today, this country is changing. You know, you are no longer in the majority. You're in a minority. So it may be that Revelation becomes a book that is very helpful and very personal and very coveted for people in America in the days ahead. But it's not people in prosperity and peace and freedom that it was written for. So you say the vast scope of books in the Bible, some are written for people in trouble, some are written for people in good times, you know. So it hasn't been preached probably because it hasn't been the appropriate thing to preach in America, but it could be very appropriate in the days ahead.
Would you encourage Christians to study the book of Revelation, or is it just too hard for people to get their minds around?
I would encourage them to study it, but not just privately. I would say it would be a wonderful book to, in a Bible study, say, we're going to look at it together and to discuss. It's one of those things that's really good to discuss. In that sense, I also would say that it's the kind of book that probably you need to say, this is not going to be like 1 Timothy. You know, you can get your mind around 1 Timothy pretty quickly. You can say, what's the theme of Ephesians? You know, and that's not hard. And you'll get agreement from most of your Bible writers and everything. And very quickly, working with Ephesians, you can feel like you kind of tuck Ephesians on your belt. I always got Ephesians now. This is mine. You can't do that with Revelation. It takes a long time because it's a whole different type of literature. It's apocalyptic literature. You have to say, I got to give some time to this. But at the same time, I think that it is well worth doing. I have written a book on Revelation, but I haven't tried to publish it because I'm not satisfied with it myself. I think that it will be a book that will be brought up more and more by preachers. Unfortunately, it may be a book when they start to bring it up that they're starting to preach about it prematurely because they're wanting to go to it quickly. I hope that's not the case. I'm guessing that there are more and more pastors around the country who are beginning to say, I need to spend more time in Revelation because that book speaks to where our country is headed and where the world is headed. Revelation is a time when people's hearts are filled with fear because everything is chaotic and everything is unreasonable. It's like, again, why do you shoot somebody because he's a Christian? Why do you torture somebody because of that? Why do you crucify somebody because of that? It doesn't make sense. And this is kind of making sense of the world in a way that you have to and helping you to make those basic decisions that say, when the time comes, I still am going to stand for Christ. I will endure and I will be faithful. Those are the two things it's calling for, endurance and faithfulness. And then as a result of that comes the great privilege of being on the side of God and being one who cheers when Jesus returns. The truth is, Revelation doesn't help you one lick, in my mind, when you're trying to say, when is Jesus going to come back? Because it doesn't give any clues on that at all. It just says he's coming back. He's coming back and the armies of heaven follow him. When is it going to happen? If you try to figure it out from Revelation, you do much better with that question on some of the epistles of Paul, because Revelation doesn't help. You just know that he's coming back, that's all. And that he's going to come back and he will be victorious. In that sense, that's all you need to know sometimes.
In your thinking, how close are we to seeing the book of Revelation fulfilled in our times?
Probably you should say as Americans, because the book of Revelation, it has been being fulfilled all through the years. There have always been the people who have felt like they're in the book of Revelation. And if you're in the Middle East now and you're a Christian and you're nailed to the cross, it's being fulfilled right now. The question is, are these the final end times? I remember my mom saying when we would have Christmas as a kid, maybe this is the last Christmas we'll ever have because maybe Jesus will return. So I think that the generation that went through the Second World War, which was, you know, I was born in 36, so I was just a kid when that was happening. They had feelings because of what was going on in Hitler and Mussolini and Tojo and all the rest. I have those feelings now as I look at the world. The world has progressed in so many ways so that an evil figure, an anti-Christ figure taking over the world is not as inconceivable as it once was. Whether this is the time, I don't know. I certainly feel it could be within our lifetime. Certainly, even more so could be during the lifetime of my children or my grandchildren. Only God knows. So I don't want to push it. But at the same time, Jesus says to watch. And so you live with the awareness that it's not going to go on forever. It will come to an end and the end days will be filled with evil. There will be a figure who will rise, who will be over all of the earth. who will be antichrist. And what does that mean? It means it's going to be very difficult for Christians. There will be a false religion along with the antichrist. If you ask the question, is there the possibility of that that would stretch out over the world? Yeah, there is. There wasn't that before. There wasn't that during the days of the Second World War. We have that now. And it's almost become a religious fanaticism that is spreading. So I'm a prophet in terms of foretelling. I'm not a prophet in terms of foretelling necessarily, and I don't know. I think, again, the word is not, can you figure it out, but the word is, will you stand when those times come?
The book of Revelation is an encouraging message from Jesus the Christ regarding tough times and the end times that calls for patient endurance and faithfulness on the part of his church. We're so glad you joined us for our SermonCoach.com podcast today. You found it at our website, SermonCoach.com. That's sermon-coach.com. We invite you to look at the resources we have on our website, and we invite you to join us for our next SermonCoach.com podcast.